I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Christians are inadvertently being targeted by Israel's attacks because of Hezbollah schemes. That's a word from Christians on the ground in Lebanon. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says physical problems are mounting as food and water are scarce, but that's providing a new platform for ministry.
Humanitarian needs are there, and so the believers are taking in food and water and blankets and all of those things, and as they do that, they are getting a chance to share with Muslims the gospel.
Next, New Life Radio in Russia is facing a challenge. The primary partner of HCJB World Radio was told the Russian government purchased all of the transponders on their satellite system, forcing them to another. HCJB's Mark Irwin says to listen again, many other listeners will have to make a choice.
If somebody is receiving a big satellite television package and New Life Radio is on that package, as was the case, and then New Life Radio goes to a totally different satellite, then the listener will have to make a choice. Will I give up my television package so that I can follow New Life Radio?
In the meantime, Irwin's concerned about the future of Christian radio opportunities in Russia. And Voice of the Martyrs Canada sources in Ethiopia say persecution facing Christians near the Sudanese border is underreported. Because of the oppression facing believers, much of the news trickles out by messengers on foot, and what they're reporting is grim. In the last 3 months, the harvest of more than 35 Christians has been destroyed. Several churches have been burned down, while there are scattered reports of believers who've been severely beaten. Team members are attributing the persecution, though, to continued church growth, so please pray. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.